Test 4, Part 3. Now turn to Part 3. Questions 14 to 19. You will hear some information about a special science lesson. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at Part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
As you all probably know by now, this school is going to speak to an astronaut working on the International Space Station. It's very exciting speaking to someone in space, and many of you have been preparing for this amazing day for a long time. So, on the 7th of August, starting at 9:20, the whole school is invited to take part. Because there'll be so many of you, we're going to hold the lesson in the main hall. It's the only place big enough. It's also a good place because of the sound equipment we have there. All our questions and the astronauts' answers will be communicated over the radio. We've fixed up the speakers so that everyone will be able to hear loud and clear. So, who will we be speaking to? Well, the astronaut who'll be answering your questions is called Harry Burton. This is his first visit to the space station, where he's living for 6 months, although he trained for over 10 years to become an astronaut. While he's there on the space station, his job is to perform lots of scientific experiments. He is looking at the effects of living in space on sleep. Work like this may one day help us to live permanently in space. Just to give you an idea of what living on the space station is like, Harry and his colleagues are travelling through space at amazing speeds, 17,000 miles an hour, to be precise. To give you a better idea of just how fast that is, it only takes Harry 90 minutes, that's 1.5 hours, or the length of 2 of your average school lessons, to travel around the world. That's very fast indeed.